This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Thursday, a great Thursday, maybe not quite as great as we all think it is, but still a great day, one to smile about. Chris, are you eating cheese sticks? Are you eating the cheese sticks? Cheese poppers? Okay, that's important. Anyway, Chris is eating cheese poppers. We have to talk about important things. I'm sorry to interrupt, Chris. I certainly don't want to interrupt anything important. We're going to talk about Supreme Court stuff. Hate crime, hate speech laws. We're going to talk about a weaponized justice system. Another George Soros commie DA cutting down trees. We're going to talk about the president being compromised. We're going to tear through emails. We're going to do all these things tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show, and we will have fun while we do them. I am going to get to the Supreme Court stuff in just a moment, but you're going to have to allow me to sidetrack because I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going to the Supreme Court stuff. All right, just bear with me for a moment. I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine I'm having a child. All right, I have no kids, but knocked the wife up. She got pregnant. And what, Chris? It's fine. And she's going to have a baby. And the wife and I, Ab and I, we decide that we are going to raise this baby to be afraid of sunlight. We teach this baby, we've decided very early on, that we are going to tell this child if sunlight ever touches his skin, he will die. Okay? So child is born, keep the child inside at all times. As soon as the child starts to be old enough, we start to let them know how deadly sunlight is for them. And this is not true, by the way. It's just a normal kid. But we've told him, you're going to die. The sun hits you, you're going to die. Don't let the sun hit you, you're going to die. The child hardly ever leaves the house in the daytime. If he does, he is covered head to toe. I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. The child grows up that way. Grows up believing that. We even tell the other people in the child's life, he's going to die if he hits the sunlight. Soon, well, eventually, the child is 40, 50 years old. We'll do 50 years old. The child's a 50-year-old man and believes this to his core. Now, I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine you finally realize that I'm a bad parent and that we've been mentally abusing this kid. And you get some time with this kid and you get to sit down with him, even though he's a full grown man now. And you are going to explain to him, Jesse is a dirty liar. There's nothing wrong with the sun. In fact, the sun is good for you in your skin. You need to get out there right now and get some sun on your skin. Let me ask you something. Do you think you would be able to convince that man of that? After a lifetime of indoctrination. Do you think, no matter how right you are, and remember, you're right. You're the right one, and I'm not. No matter how right you are, do you think you would be able to convince that man to go spend time in the sun? The answer to that question is, of course, no. It doesn't even matter how persuasive you are. You're never getting him out there. Because now that belief system, the son is bad, it's who he is. We're going to talk a lot about this Supreme Court decision and things like that here in a few. But affirmative action. Diversity is our strength. All the endless crap we have to hear now about why this person deserves to be hired even though he's not the most qualified, and she deserves to be hired even though she's not the most qualified, because we have to have more women, and we have to have more black people, and we have to have more Asians, and we have to have more Muslims, and we have to have more Jews, and we have to have more of this, and we have to have more of that, and we have to have more of this and more of that. And there's never about qualifications. It's always just about diversity for diversity's sake. You, because you're a normal human being and Lord willing an aggressive anti-communist, you think that that's ridiculous. You roll your eyes when people bring it up. I roll my eyes when people bring it up. But we have to understand, no matter what happened with today's ruling or not, that it's not just the Supreme Court. It's not just the university system, I should say. It's every single cultural institution now in the United States of America has been wholly captured and seized by this same gutless, ugly, miserable communist religion that believes that and that pushes diversity as our strength around. It's in the daggone Boy Scouts. It's in Hollywood. You can't find a white couple on a TV commercial anymore. It's in the university system. It's in the federal government. It's not just Democrats. It's Republicans. You see it all the time. We need to run more women. We need to pick this guy just because he's black. Accepting their premise over and over and over again. What I'm trying to explain, and I'm not trying to pour cold water on our great news today because it is great news, but I'm trying to explain our entire system now, our entire culture is based on an outright lie. And no matter what the Supreme Court rules in any given day, it's not going to change that in people's minds, because every part of our culture now tells people there are oppressors and there are the oppressed. And of course, it's evil white man who's the oppressor, and everyone else has been oppressed at some point or another. And therefore, white man needs to be discriminated against because women have never had a fair shot. And black people have never had a fair shot. And gay people and this. Everybody but evil white man. Everybody. And this is not just a Harvard University problem, a University of North Carolina problem. It's everywhere. Now, I'm not trying to dishearten you. I'm trying to explain the battle we have ahead of us. It's going to take years. It's going to take decades to deprogram an entire nation. It's going to take a long time to tell a nation, the sun isn't bad for you. Go get in the sun. It's going to be very, very difficult. Today, yeah, it's better to have this ruling than not have this ruling. Of course it is. Of course it is. I'm not saying otherwise. But in the minds of the people, in the minds of the institutions, I should say, absolutely nothing has changed. They are all still afraid of the sun. And one day, one ruling ain't going to change a thing. I want you to listen to something. I want you to listen. Her name is Catherine Christian. She's a legal analyst for MSNBC. Now, you're going to roll your eyes. Maybe you'll yell, whatever you're going to do. But I want you to listen to how hopelessly shattered this person's psyche is. This person is afraid of the sun, and there's nothing you or I can do at this point in time to drag them into the light.
And let me just add, the reason why affirmative action is a good thing, it is not preferential. It's you're bringing diverse opinions to the table. What Charles and I are bringing to this conversation today is very different than what white former federal prosecutors would be bringing to you today. So it's a sea change. Because what's going to happen, as Charles said, which happened in California, is like, we're not going to take race into account anymore in our public colleges and everything will be fine. And as we see, that's not happening. And it's not like, okay, because I said there were only 3 black people in my law school graduating class. And that probably was affirmative action. Mm. Now that schools no longer have to consider race, you know, I fear what will happen and what will there be many lawyers who look like Charles and I in the future, or doctors or accountants.
There won't be any doctors or lawyers or accountants who are black now. If we don't force these schools to take them in, there won't be any more black doctors. That's what that lady just said. There won't be any more black lawyers. There won't be any more black accountants. As if black people are incapable of academic achievement, of any kind of achievement, without some handout from the university system. That is, of course, ridiculous. But that human being there has been told her entire life by her entire system, probably her parents, who knows, guaranteed by her education system, she's been told over and over and over and over and over again that the sun is going to kill her. And the truth is, she is so hopelessly and helplessly broken beyond repair, it's going to take decades to fix people like this. This diversity crap in this society is a sickness. We have a disease, and there ain't no quick cure. It ain't going to be a quick pill, all right? We're going to expand on this a little more, talk a little bit more about this stuff before we move on to some other things. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to look, you want to hear from somebody who's got this sickness deeply ingrained in them? I'm oppressed. I'm this. I'm that. You want to hear this? Listen to Eric Adams lose his mind.
You said before and after that you supported those registrations. Why in New York City, where the real estate is controlling you, Mr. Mayor, why are we having these horrible registrations last year and this year?
Okay, first, if you're going to ask a question, don't point at me and don't be disrespectful to me. I'm the mayor of this city, and treat me with the respect I deserve to be treated. I'm speaking to you as an adult. Don't stand in front like you treated someone that's on a plantation that you own. Give me the respect I deserve.
The plantation? Because you got asked a hard question in New York City? That's New York City! Don't talk to me like I'm on the plantation and you own me. How deeply ingrained is that sickness? And Chris brought up a really good point. This Yuri Bezmenov clip we've played for you before. I want you to listen to it, and I'm going to let the whole thing play. Remember this. Remember, we are mentally broken and mentally sick, and it was brought here by the Soviets on purpose. Originally, obviously the Soviets are gone now. It's pushed by Americans to other Americans now, and it's pushed by the Chinese. But this sickness where we hate each other and we're divided, and this sickness where we believe that diversity is our strength and we have to tear each other apart, this was brought here on purpose. And now it's in us. And now that it's so demoralized, now that we're so demoralized, there's a chance we can't wake some of these people up. Yuri said, there's nothing you can do.
Ideological subversion is the slow process, which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in 4 basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology, is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it.
Even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camps, he will refuse to believe it. I'm really genuinely not trying to dump all over this ruling today. It is a good ruling. The best part about this ruling that says these universities can't discriminate anymore, the best part about it is it allows us to sue, because that's what we need to start doing. Suing every one of these racist organizations into oblivion, bankrupting them. That's what needs to happen. We need to turn into the lawfare. That's what we need to do. Period. End of story. But these rulings and things like this, they don't change what decades of programming has done. Harvard, because remember, all this really came from Harvard. Because why? Because it was going to be all Asian. Because the Asians in this country and in Asia, and I realize Asia is very broad. There's many different cultures, many different countries. But Asians are well known to have very close-knit family units, extended family units, and extremely strict with their studies. Remember, I've told you before about the Asian, one of the Asians I know, I was talking to her about it, and she said her dad, on the way to school, her dad used to drive her to school every day, and they weren't small talking. He's quizzing her on math problems on the way to school. You know what I did on the way to school? Picked my nose or something. I don't know. I certainly wasn't doing math with my dad. And that's nothing against my parents. That's not the culture I grew up in. And so you have a bunch of Asians with perfect SAT scores, and Harvard didn't want to be too Asian. They wanted to be blacker. But the black people weren't scoring well enough on the SAT to get any black people onto the campus, or very many of them onto the campus. And they just decided, screw it. The smart Asians can go pound sand. We need more black people here. And Harvard already came out today. Did you hear Harvard's statement today? I bet you haven't, have you? Harvard got told today by the Supreme Court, hey, no more discriminating based on race. You want to hear Harvard's response? You want to hear how ingrained this is? Hang on, I'll read it to you.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars,
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and that terrible heavy metal music can only mean one thing. It means my friend, former Air Force PJ, now current host of World News with BK. My buddy BK is joining me now. By the way, that World News with BK podcast is outstanding. In case anyone's wondering, I promised it to you. In case you're wondering how sorry Harvard is about their discrimination tactics, this is just a little bit of their statement today. Because teaching, learning, research, and creativity that brings progress and change requires debate and disagreement, diversity and difference are essential to academic excellence. To prepare leaders for a complex world, Harvard must admit and educate a student body whose members reflect and have lived multiple facets of human experience. They're essentially saying, go pound salt. Wait, go pound sand. It's not salt. Go pound sand. We're not changing a thing. BK, what say you about this ruling today?
Well, I mean, Jesse, it's long overdue. It was always ridiculous. It hasn't been relevant in decades. And we live in a society now. We're a very multiracial, multicultural country. I mean, like, you know, how does the half Asian, half black kid, where does he stand on the racial scale? What about somebody who's like a quarter black but three quarters white? What about the rich black kid versus the poor Asian? Like, none of it makes any sense anymore. Even in California, Jesse, the infamous Prop 209, that outlawed affirmative action in public university and in government. Now, that was back in 1996, Jesse. This is like 25 years ago. We got rid of it. They've been trying to bring it back ever since. They just brought it back again in 2020 in California to try. It was voted down again. The state legislature here is now working on another bill to repeal it. Like, it's like a religious cult, Jesse. And it falls apart on its face. It's completely untenable, in my opinion.
It is. And the wildest thing about it, BK, is even a moron knows that you should hire based on merit. You should never hire based on gender or skin color or religion or anything else. Merit is what actually counts. And yet this form of insanity, it's not like it's a Harvard problem. It's an America problem, BK. It's every single freaking institution. It's infecting the special operations community, as you well know. It's everywhere now.
100%, Jesse. But it, like, if you give it the least bit scrutiny and it all is idiotic. Like, in professional sports, there's no such thing, and it's not even discussed in professional sports, not in basketball, not in baseball. Nowhere is it said, like, damn, we need more, I don't know, short white guys in this sport or whatever have you. If diversity, you're supposed to accept the premise, Jesse, because they always put this out there, diversity is this valuable thing that's been scientifically proven to be beneficial. Well, it never has been scientifically proven to be beneficial. As a matter of fact, a lot of research has said the opposite. And if it was so beneficial, then every single race-based group, including, like, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here, but historically black colleges and universities, I mean, are they not missing out on this grand benefit by limiting their diversity? Like, none of this makes sense. It's so stupid to me.
BK, we're going to switch topics here quickly because I need some expertise from you about this whole Russia-Ukraine Wagner Group thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody who's all, you know, Ukraine flag wrapped up in it, they woke up one day and saw Wagner Group was marching on Moscow, and they got themselves worked up into a lather, and then apparently they just stopped and turned around. What happened over there? What's happening over there?
Well, you know, Jay, you know, I've been covering it since the beginning, every single week on the podcast, obviously. It's It's first of all, take everything with a huge grain of salt coming out of Russia, Ukraine. I've said that from the very beginning. You cannot trust anything. You don't know the language. We don't know who's on whose side. We don't know anything. I mean, in my opinion, Jesse, a check was written. Now, who wrote that check? I don't know. Did Putin maybe write a check? Possibly. Did NATO write a check to Prigozhin, Yevgeny Prigozhin? He's the leader of the Wagner Group. Did they say, like, well, they're mercenaries after all. Why don't we write them a check, say, we'll give you $1 billion. Here's a down payment of $50 million if you go march on Moscow. And he took the money and then ran with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would put nothing past anything that's happening over there. It's very confusing. It seems like now they're going to be exiled in Belarus. But the fact is, for his bravado, Putin desperately needs Prigozhin, and he desperately needs the Wagner Group, because they were some of the few effective fighters, in the earlier starts of the war. Now, it has been true that Russia seems to be finally learning some basic infantry and armor tactics, and they aren't as idiotic as they were. But the fact is that Putin, he does need this guy. He can't afford to get rid of to lose the Wagner Group at all.
Speaking with BK, host of the World News with BK podcast. BK, what kind of war is this? Because we can't trust anything. You never know. There's a new video out of Ukraine and a new video out of Russia and a new this and a new that. And it's all, there's so much propaganda that honestly, I've just ignored most of it. What is this? Is it house to house fighting? Is it artillery war? Is it armor? What is it?
Yeah. I mean, if you had to pick any one of those, Jesse, I would say it's an artillery war. This is a siege war. I mean, we're back to trenches and we're back to artillery and raining steel down on guys. And it's like, and that's why it's this protracted slog. I mean, you can't like really advance and you can't really retreat, and we're stuck here. And in the meanwhile, you have all these poor young men, and these guys 20 years ago, a lot of them would have been friends or brothers. There's probably some relations going on there, some relatives, some cousins. And I mean, we're looking at, Jesse, the numbers are staggering. I mean, we lost 2,500 guys in Afghanistan over, 20 years. And you're looking at hundreds of thousands of men dead. And that's not even counting like the wounded and the maimed. Like, I can't even wrap my head around the figure, Jesse.
Hundreds of thousands. That is
hundreds of thousands.
It is so sad, BK, because on both sides, Russia and Ukraine, it's just wiping out generations of it. And it seems like these people do this crap all the time in that part of the world. What is wrong with them?
It's hard to say, and not to, I'm not trying to dismiss other conflicts, but this isn't in like the mountains of Afghanistan with tribesmen, or the cities of Iraq with the religious and ethnic conflicts, the sectarian conflict. These are like ancient countries with like a long history of cultures and, the highly advanced, for lack of a better term, civilizations who built beautiful art and museums and operas and musicians and gave us all this stuff. And like, I just, all of a sudden it's like they, at the drop of a hat, they revert to like savagery. And I don't know if it's a Slavic thing. I mean, God, I'm half Ukrainian, Jesse. So, I mean, I get it. I could snap at any time. I mean, a guy comes by, he doesn't respect the ab veins popping off my chest. I mean, I'm going to look at him and be like, bro, what? You got something to say? And so I get it. I have that hot-blooded Slavic material. Jesse, it's summertime out here at the beach. It's popping out here. Everything's glowing. It's a sight to behold, really.
BK, nobody wants to hear about your ab veins anymore. We've heard far too much. I can't do it anymore. He is the host of the World News with BK podcast. Oh, real quick, BK, I've only got about a minute left.
Yep.
Is China going to invade Taiwan, or are they just going to pretend forever?
I just think, I don't see how they would possibly do it, because their money is so tied up with the United States. Like, we're each other's best customers. So a shooting war with the United States doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I know Taiwan has some economic importance as a semiconductor base, but I just don't get it. I don't see how it's really relevant to us in the first place. But I find it very hard to believe we're actually going to get any kind of shooting war with China ever.
Yeah, well, praise God for that, because there's about a billion of those daggone people. They can't get into Harvard, and I don't want to shoot out of war with them. BK, thank you, my brother.
Thanks, Jesse.
You know that tomorrow is a sacred day, right? Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. What, Chris? It is a sacred day. Remember, for you new listeners, you email your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and we will take the entire 3 hours to answer your questions. All right? jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to talk a little bit more about this affirmative action garbage here in a minute. But before we get to that, we're going to save a life. One life. That's it. I want you to get $28 out. I'm not even going to do the thing where I tell you you can give any amount and it's all tax deductible and all that. Now, you can, but I'm not going to do that. Let's all focus on one life tonight, $28. Preborn is out there giving free ultrasounds to women who are seeking out abortions. It's not as if it's a passive thing. These women are pregnant and they want an abortion. Preborn finds them and they just say, hey, how about a free ultrasound? And that young lady walks in and she lays down and she hears that heartbeat, and like that, it's from God. She becomes a mom. She knows it's not a clump of cells because clumps of cells don't have beating hearts inside of them. She chooses life the overwhelming majority of the time. That's what your $28 does. That's what it'll do tonight. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That was BK of World News with BK. You heard what he had to say about all this diversity stuff and the Supreme Court ruling and all those other things. We don't have to belabor the point. It's a deep, deep sickness inside of us, and it's going to take a long time to get it out. Now, how do we do that, though? That sounds like a lot. That sounds bad, doesn't it? How do we do that? We do that first in our own homes. Remember this. In our own homes, we must teach our children properly. Right, wrong. Teach them that diversity is not our strength. Performance is our strength. Merit. Go out there. Earn it. Achieve. It starts at home. It starts wherever we have influence. You coach sports? You a teacher in school? Or are you a Sunday school teacher? It's a great place to do it. Are you involved in any way with influence? We have to begin pushing our values out there. Our values out there, all right? Oh, I have another bit of information. Just got word right before the show started. Wait a minute, this is breaking news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse, he's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Just cannot believe all the fans who came together to put that little soundbite. Anyway, the Publisher's Weekly Bestseller List, it's one of those lists that is apparently very famous and popular and important in the book-selling world. It's just, I had never heard of it before, but I guess it's a really big deal. The Anti-Communist Manifesto is still on it. We just got word right before the show, it's still on the bestsellers list. You just keep buying the book. I get this email, Jesse, I ordered 2 copies of the world-famous Anti-Communist Manifesto, one for myself and one to give to an anti-communist dime. How do I break it to her that she's quality enough to get the book, but not the AC pin? Well, look, let's wait until she cooks you her first meal. Maybe she is. Maybe she's earned that pin, son. Maybe she's earned that pin. But anyway, thank you. I can't believe it. There are still signed copies available, even though you've been scarfing those up too. If you want to get the book, you want to get a signed copy, you want to do any of those things, you want to upload your receipt for your AC pin, remember, all these things are done at jessekellybook.com. About halfway down the page, jessekellybook.com. And I can't believe I forgot to tell you this, but tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Tomorrow. It's like right around the corner. You need to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Again, you heard me read Harvard's statement to BK. But listen to this. Listen to this. KBJ, Ketanji Brown Jackson. I'm sure you've heard her statement. Let me just read you a couple sentences today on this affirmative action thing. Quote, With Let Them Eat Cake Obliviousness, today the majority pulls the ripcord and announces color blindness for all by legal fiat, but deeming race irrelevant in law does not make it so in life. And she goes on to describe how oppressed black people are. Yes, the Supreme Court justice who will sit on the highest court in the land expressed in detail why this country's racist and why this stuff should be forced through. Clarence Thomas, God bless him, destroyed her, of course. He says, individuals are the sum of their unique experiences, challenges, and accomplishments. What matters is not the barriers they face, but how they choose to confront them. And their race is not to blame for everything, good or bad, that happens in their lives. A contrary, myopic worldview based on individuals' skin color to the total exclusion of their personal choices is nothing short of racial determinism. Gosh, Clarence Thomas, that's heartless. Now, for a judge, he just committed murder. He did. But that brings me to something else. Something we need to talk about. The justice system itself. Trump criminal case likely to remain in New York, the state court judge says. Remember, Donald Trump already has an indictment you know about in Florida, and Alvin Bragg has one pending for him, and there's another one coming for Trump in Washington, D.C. And the D.C. and New York ones are the really, truly scary ones because of the judges he will get and because of the jury pool he's going to get. Trump, understandably and correctly, Trump's people tried to get him out of New York. Hey, we can't get a fair trial here in New York. It's like 115% Democrat. It would probably be better if this case was moved somewhere else. But once the communist has you trapped in his system, he doesn't let you go. So they, of course, said, oh, let me think about it. Nope, not interested at all. That trial is going to be in New York. And they're going to pull the same thing in D.C. when they indict him there. He's going to try to understandably and correctly get out of that place because, as the January 6th political prisoners have shown, you cannot possibly get a fair trial in that court system at all. Not from the judges, not from the juries, not from anybody. You walk into there and you get busted, you're finished, pal. Just go ahead and ship you right off to prison. You can just skip the trial. He's going to try to get out and they're not going to let him out. The legal system itself is now full of committed communists. Did you see the Bronx is about to get another one? New York City's 2023 primary election had less than 200,000 voters cast ballots. Less than 200,000. And guess who came out the winner? You guessed it. The card-carrying communist. Darcel Clark. This stuff is not stopping. This stuff is not ending because of a Supreme Court ruling. This stuff is going to continue until we get more aggressive and change the culture. And that begins at home. And there's another part of this we need to talk about, and we're going to talk about it shortly. Actually, we're going to talk about it next, and this is going to get uncomfortable. So hang on for that.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.